Well, it's been a long time coming, but North Korea is today set to make an unprecedented disclosure of its nuclear activities. The declaration, which will be given to China, is a key part of North Korea's nuclear disarmament deal in exchange for economic aid. It's expected to outline all the nuclear materials and facilities in its possession. And if it's bona fide, the US will take steps to remove North Korea from its list of nations which sponsor terrorism. But Washington's not in a rush, with the communist state yet to disclose its entire cache of atomic weapons, as Linda Lopresti reports.
In October 2006, North Korea defied international warnings and tested a nuclear weapon. The explosion was so severe, neighbouring South Korea reported a 4-point magnitude seismic tremor. Announcing the test, Pyongyang said it was conducted with indigenous wisdom and 100% technology. But it was universally condemned. Washington then restarted the six-party talks, including Japan, China, Russia, and North and South Korea, to find a peaceful solution to what was fast becoming the most dangerous threat to security in East Asia. The success of those talks ebbed and flowed until 16 months ago, when North Korea agreed as a first step to shut down its Yongbyon nuclear reactor. It then agreed to abandon its nuclear facilities in exchange for much-needed economic aid and improved diplomatic ties. In true North Korean form, it missed its December 2007 deadline, but today it's set to deliver an inventory of its existing nuclear facilities.
I do believe that North Koreans will submit a declaration. I very much doubt that it will be a complete declaration of North Korea's various nuclear programs and materials.
That's Dr. Kenneth Quinones. He was the first US diplomat to visit North Korea and part of the American negotiating team that resolved the first Korean nuclear crisis.
I am confident that North Korea will report that they had a plutonium program based at their nuclear research center at Yongbyon. They will probably declare they have produced somewhere in the area of 135 to 140 kilograms of plutonium, that they have fabricated a number of nuclear weapons. Beyond that, I do not expect them to go into such things as whether or not they have a highly enriched uranium program or other sensitive matters.
Nevertheless, the declaration is set to be handed over in Beijing with representatives of the six-party talks present, including Christopher Hill, the chief U.S. envoy to the disarmament talks.
The key element of the declaration, of course, is the North Koreans, in addition to laying out all their facilities, they have to give us a verifiable figure on how much plutonium they have. And remember, plutonium here is really the heart of the game, because that has to do with, that's the stuff they make bombs out of.
Once the document has been checked and double-checked, the United States says it will deliver 950,000 tons of fuel to Pyongyang and remove North Korea from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. North Korean expert Dr. Kenneth Quinones believes Washington will make good on that promise.
I do see the White House proceeding with its decision to take North Korea off the terrorism list. Secretary of State Rice last week made a public speech in which he clarified that. So I would anticipate that by mid to late August, we would see the Bush administration drop North Korea from the terrorism list.
But before August, Washington will take steps to verify the declaration, as U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesman Tom Casey explains.
One thing that's extremely important to us is that we will use that 45 days as an opportunity to work on the verification process, and certainly there would be consequences in that process should it be determined that North Korea is not complying with the verification terms.
Once the declaration is verified, the third and final stage of denuclearization will begin, and that involves dealing with any nuclear weapons that North Korea may possess. American intelligence reports suggest North Korea has stashed away enough plutonium to build up to six nuclear weapons and is capable of producing nuclear warheads for ballistic arsenal. Christopher Hill, the chief U.S. envoy to the disarmament talks.
We're going to move to the next phase, and one of the first things we want to do in that next phase is define the scope of the next phase. You know, what are we going to try to accomplish in that next phase? So these six-party talks are coming up soon, and let's hope that they can move the process along and get us to the end goal here, which is denuclearization.
Denuclearization is still a long way off, but for now at least, North Korea is eager to dance the diplomatic tango. In a symbolic gesture, Pyongyang says it will blow up the cooling tower of its Yongbyon nuclear reactor in front of the world's press. The government has invited CNN to film the event to prove, it says, it's serious about moving forward in this long-running nuclear dispute.
Linda Lopresti reporting, and on Radio National Breakfast, it's 16 past 8.
Mark Bannerman with Radio National Breakfast, each weekday morning from 6.